Hi everyone, it's 1:35 p.m. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, so today I haven't really been up to that much. I did start the job hunt because I'm looking for a full-time job, so I did apply for two already through Indeed, and we'll see what happens with that. And then my friend was staying with me this weekend. She doesn't really have anywhere to stay, so she asked me if she could stay, and first, I was like, yeah, that's fine, but we had a good time, but it's a lot to entertain someone for that amount of time. She was here for 3 days, two nights, so it was nice, but it's a lot to entertain someone, and it's different because she's blind, so she can't just go somewhere and come back, so I'm basically stuck with her 24/7, and I know that, it's different than, the kind of sleepover and the sleepovers that I had as a kid. Like, obviously that I'm way too old for that, but, it's just a lot to entertain someone. And, I just relaxed yesterday after she left, but basically, to make a long story short, we went to a diner for breakfast, just me and her. And then my mom went out with us on New Year's Eve, and then on Saturday we went out to dinner. Yesterday we were going to go to one restaurant that was closed. It's a good thing that I made sure they were open before I went, and then we went to another diner instead that was open. So yeah, but I decided that after all, I am going to go to Europe with her because she was talking about it, and in August and September when we were talking about it originally, what was basically holding me back was that there we had no plan. We were just going to go for like 2 weeks and just wing it. And that would get expensive, 2 weeks. And London's not cheap. And also, nothing was included. Like, we'd literally be paying everything. Like, we'd be paying for our hotel, our every single meal, every single mean of transportation, any purchase we made. Like, anything that we bought or, like, anything we did was on us. Whereas with this trip, it's actually a blind travel agency group we're going to be going with. And they pair you up with a guide, and it's like, anyone else who's traveling. And they pair you up with a roommate, but we're going to see if me and my friend can room together. And basically, it's all inclusive, so they pay for, like, everything's included. You stay at this country house, and you stay at stay there for like a few nights, and you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner is included. Your lodging is included, activities. The only thing you have to pay for is like if we do any shopping, and transportation to get to and from the activities is included. So she was telling me about it, and now that she has a plan and she's not going to just wing it, I said to her, I was like, if I want to go, is it too late? And she said, no, it's not too late. And I thought about it. So we're going to basically go to Manchester for 5 days, and then we're going to go to London, because London's not part of the trip. That's something we're doing on our own. I'm just a little worried because she might meet up with this guy that she's been talking to over WhatsApp. She's been friends with him on Facebook for years. And I just worry that I'm going to be the third wheel, but she said she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't just, like, leave me somewhere. And, she said there was no pressure if I didn't want to go, but I can't really go back now. Well, I guess I could if I wanted to, but I already put down the first half of my deposit, and I already paid for the traveler's insurance, because for this trip, you do have to have traveler's insurance, because they're responsible for you, and it's a liability thing. Like, if you, like, we go on sailing on a boat around the lake, well, if we fall off the boat, then they need to know that we have traveler's insurance. So, yeah, but, took a little while to do it, and, I did start to book it. We started looking at flights, but we didn't actually, like, book anything yet. We were just perusing. So I will kind of like let you all follow along once I get this trip booked And I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 7:06 p.m. It's the next day. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. So basically, I went to work today. I had one client. Next week I have two clients, and I had to come home, and then I had to do a form on this website that was very inaccessible. It was, navigating with VoiceOver was a bit of a pain in the butt, and it was not accessible. It wasn't very user-friendly even. My mom had to help me because it was not very user-friendly. Even for her, it wasn't. And then I had to do a signature. I don't have Adobe, so luckily we got past that, but it could be a pain in the butt when certain websites are not user-friendly, so yeah, but I'm just in the midst of planning a New York trip with my friend. I had to call them this morning, the travel agency, Travel Eyes is what it's called. And I had to call them because I didn't get the confirmation email. They did say I'm booked. I got a person's name. They said, she said she's going to talk to her supervisor. And if I don't hear from them within 24 hours, I'm going to call again and follow up because they said I should be hearing something within 24 hours. So I'm going to have to follow up on Friday if I don't hear anything tomorrow, because sometimes you have to just keep going. Well, a lot of the times you gotta just keep pushing people because they say the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. So I may need to follow up. So yeah. Hi everybody, it is 11:20 a.m. I know I sound different because I'm on a Bluetooth, so I probably do sound different. It's not my AirPods, it's a bone conduction headset. So basically, you put it on like a pair of glasses, it goes behind your head, and then it rests on your cheekbone. So yeah, it like rests on your cheekbone right outside your ear. So I know it's been a few days, I just haven't recorded because I haven't had much to record. It's Saturday, January 6th, so I know the last time I recorded was Wednesday, but I didn't really do too much the last few days. And on Thursday, I was doing some job applications, and Friday, yesterday, I had two clients. I had to do case notes for them and stuff, so I do have a phone interview next week, just to talk about my background with a company. I don't want to say what company, but I do have that coming up, so yeah, I have that on Thursday, so I will be talking more about that next week. So I'm currently on my way to the Cheesecake Factory with my friend. My friend and I are going to meet there. And yeah, so it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. And yeah, so as for the Europe trip, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So I know I told you guys at the beginning of the week that, you know, we were going to go to Manchester and London, spend like 5 days in the north, 5 days in the south. But my friend was doing some research on the flights, and just one way is like really expensive. I'm not going to say how much, but it's really expensive. And I'm just like, wow, like if you double that, that's like, because we got to get back. So like that's expensive. And then that's two of us going. So you know, obviously I don't need to pay for mine, but I was like, well, I can't do this. And she was like happy that I was honest with her, but she said, well, you know, it's okay if you, you know, if you can't go, it is what it is. I understand.
but I'm only going to do the first half of the trip with her, where we go to the blind travel agency and just the first half of the trip where we have the whole itinerary planned out. It's all inclusive, so I won't really have to worry about paying for too much, except for the only things really I have to pay for is transportation, and then there's a sweet shop there that we want to go to, and we're going to be like right there, so I probably will go a little crazy in there just because it's you know, stuff that I can't get here. So what if I take a little longer at customs? So what? I can't. There's certain things that I can't get that I can get there that I can't get here. So yeah, but so I'm only gonna do the first half of the trip with her and then just come home because 5 days is plenty. So we're just gonna book our own tickets and I'm gonna book a round trip and I have to fly into New York because I have to go fly in and out of New York because flights from Newark don't go to Manchester. My friend was doing research. So it's going to be fun and it's going to be, and it's like the type of trip that like I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise because we can touch things that normally, you know, you can't touch stuff, but if we're going to be with this group, we'll be able to go into these museums and like touch things and stuff like that. So yeah, but it's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be like a once in a lifetime thing. We're gonna make memories, and we have a really good friendship. So I'm just gonna do that, and 5 days is plenty. So yeah, so you guys are gonna be coming along with me while I plan this trip and stuff like that. So yeah, and like London's expensive, and I mean it's not gonna be like if we do it correctly, but still, like we're on our own in London, so I don't want to deal with. Deal with that, and I originally wasn't going to go at all, but I'd already put down the first half of my deposit. I pay for the traveler's insurance, so I got to do the booking form, and then I got to get the flights booked, and then we got to work on booking the train tickets. So, yeah, it's going to be a process, but I look forward to planning this and bringing you guys along while I plan this trip. My friend and I were talking about how 2024 is going to be our year. She's going to be moving back to New Jersey for good. We're going to be hanging out more and stuff. So, yeah.
Prepare to turn left in 570 yards on Spring Valley Road.
I'm currently, just like I said, I'm on my way to the Cheesecake Factory, and I will be, my friend and I are going to be hanging out. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 3:17, so I'm on my way home. We had a good time. So I'm just sitting here right now. I'll be home. My friends and I were in the same car. He just got dropped off. He was closer, so we went home. And we're gonna see each other again next month. So I'm going to sit here, enjoy the rest of the ride. I think I'm going to read my book or something when I get home. And other than that, I don't have any other plans for the weekend. I'm going to work on my trip a little bit. And I will talk to everybody later. So I will end it here. And I'll talk to everyone next week.